From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams, with your headlines for Thursday, June 18th.
Coming up, sewer rates in Chico are set to rise, but customers still have a chance to push back.
Also, Chico could allow commercial cannabis grows. We'll have the latest move from the city council.
And Reading is setting aside money for outreach and rebates tied to possible wildfire power shutoffs.
But we start with Shasta County's decision not to defend Measure B against a lawsuit filed by the state. The Board of Supervisors voted this week not to support the voter-approved election measure in court. It overhauls local rules to require voter ID, severely limits mail voting, and requires counting ballots by hand. Supervisor Matt Plummer broke down the board's decision in a Facebook video posted shortly after the vote.
The county had the decision of how to respond to that lawsuit, and the board voted 4-0, with Supervisor Cry being absent after leaving early, to not defend the county or the registrar of voters against this lawsuit, which basically means that we are stepping aside and not going to play a role in the lawsuit.
The Attorney General's Office and Secretary of State say Measure B's changes go against state law, which requires consistent election rules across all 58 counties. It wants an appeals court to rule before the November general election.
Staying in Shasta County, prosecutors and public defenders are set to get $10,000 retention bonuses. Shasta Scout reports the bonuses are a temporary response to staffing shortages and heavy caseloads. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget told the Board of Supervisors that her office saw 7 prosecutors leave in the last year. The public defender's office is also short-staffed. The money will come from funds tied to vacancies.
Moving to Chico, the city council this week approved a plan to raise sewer rates. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, the decision comes after months of back and forth.
The council originally passed a 5-year plan earlier this year that would have seen customer bills go up by 180% this summer. But it backtracked on that after outcry from residents and businesses. Last night, a 55% rate hike was given the green light, and it could go into effect as early as November. It'll be followed by another 55% hike the next year. Public Works says the city has put off increases for years now, and that the sewer system desperately needs upgrades. Some sewer projects would be scaled back under the lower rate plan. But not all councilors were on board. Councilmember Mike O'Brien said the hike is still too high.
The balance is our infrastructure needs and our economic needs. If we completely disregard economic needs, guess what? We won't have a city. We won't have businesses.
But Vice Mayor Dale Bennett thought it was the right move.
I know this is, the fourth time we've gone through this, trying to find that sweet spot for a number that both our businesses as well as the public would be putting our arms around.
Customers will now be notified by mail of the change and have the option to contest it. A hearing will likely be scheduled for September. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Chico City Council also took a step toward opening up a limited number of licenses to grow marijuana commercially. The panel voted narrowly to have staff draft rules for indoor and outdoor commercial cannabis cultivation. It would only be permitted in certain industrial areas on the city's outskirts. Chico allows other cannabis businesses, like retail, but commercial growing has been off limits.
Oroville is facing a $2.5 million gap in its preliminary budget for the next fiscal year. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that the city's finance director said Oroville was facing a $3 million deficit before departments found some areas to cut back. The city plans to cover the gap with pension trust money and surplus district tax funds, but staff says those are not long-term solutions. The city is operating at a loss after losing over $1 million in sales tax.
And turning to the wildfire season that's underway, Reading is setting aside $250,000 to prepare for targeted power shutoffs during windy fire weather. The city council yesterday approved the money for community outreach, energy rebates, and bill credits. City officials say about 5% of residential customers could be affected by Reading Electric's public safety power shutoffs, mostly on the city's outskirts. No shutoffs have occurred since the program was added to the city's wildfire plan last year.
And in state news, lawmakers in Sacramento advanced a bill this week to cap corporate tax credits and impose a new tax on software sales as part of this year's budget. Governor Gavin Newsom proposed both policies in his budget revision last month as a way for the state to boost revenue as it faces possible deficits in years ahead. But some lawmakers are raising concerns the policy would hurt California companies that conduct research and development. Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon of Newport Beach.
So why would we also be proposing a permanent cap on research and development tax credit? It makes no sense. We're putting a big sign out. Do not come into California to do business. It will cost you an arm and a leg.
Business groups are expected to fight the policy in the coming weeks as budget negotiations wrap up before July 1st. And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 18th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVoe. Have a great day.